Welcome to Bob's Last Marathon, where Lena Chow Kuhar shares her firsthand experiences and practical wisdom gained from caring for her husband, Bob, on their long, unmapped journey with Alzheimer's disease. Through her own insights, as well as those of other caregivers, advocates, and experts, Lena hopes to help you meet the challenges of Alzheimer's disease and give your loved ones the best quality of life possible. In today's episode, we are pleased to feature Natasha Goldstein-Levitas, a board-certified dance movement therapist with 2 decades of experience working with older adults, individuals living with dementia, and their care partners. Today, Natasha will talk about how she uses dance movement therapy to empower and encourage self-expression and ultimately improve quality of life.
People often ask me, what is dance movement therapy and how can it help my loved one with Alzheimer's disease? I'll start with an official definition from the American Dance Therapy Association, which describes dance movement therapy as a psychotherapeutic use of movement to promote emotional, social, cognitive, and physical integration of the individual. On its most basic level, dance is a way to connect through movement. Even eye contact and breathing involve movement, which gives individuals ways to connect with others, regardless of their cognitive or physical ability. In my dance therapy sessions, I aim to meet people where they are. I work to establish a safe, creative environment for people to be heard and seen, a space that encourages expression, both verbally and nonverbally. I honor the individual's unique strengths and abilities, offering options that take personal preferences into account. There's no right or wrong. Through dance movement therapy, people with dementia can tap into creativity and imagination, skills that can help them cope with their surroundings and adapt to changes and losses. The goals of a dance movement therapy session vary from individual to individual, but might include reducing frustration, encouraging relaxation, and increasing focus. Dance movement therapy sessions are highly adaptable. They can happen one-to-one or in small groups of about 10 to 12 people. There are no special space requirements. I've held sessions in therapeutic day rooms, wellness centers, rehabilitative care settings, community centers, outdoor spaces, and on virtual platforms. I encourage people to participate at their own level of comfort, preference, and ability. Sessions typically last 30 minutes to an hour. Here's a vignette of a recent group session that included people living with moderate to advanced dementia. You can see how starting with simple, enjoyable movements and adding prompts for different scenarios, people started to connect with their feelings, memories, imagination, and each other. We began seated in a circle and engaged in rhythmic, repetitive arm, hand, and shoulder movements initiated by the participants. This evolved into shaking out different body parts, our arms, fingers, legs, heads, and even our eyebrows, to let go of stress, frustrations, worries, the blues, and aches and pains. We held scarves to enhance movements and to create a sense of lightness. This shaking sequence organically evolved into tossing and planting seeds, then pulling weeds in our garden. As prompts, I ask questions throughout the sequence, such as, what does a garden need to grow? And what shall we plant in our garden? Some participants responded verbally. Sunlight, water, a little love, and us. With my prompting and validation, we talked about how people, like plants and flowers, also need these things to thrive and grow. We created a personal garden, listing vegetables and fruit we wanted to grow. Some participants shared memories of gardening and harvesting in their own backyards. We took deep breaths together, imagining smelling the flowers, and moved through some gentle stretching while growing and shrinking in the space using our upper bodies, our arms extended. We moved through sequences, gathering, picking, chopping, and mixing various vegetables and fruit from our garden to prepare some salads for a family gathering we imagined hosting. We dressed and tossed the salads, adding toppings such as walnuts and croutons. With my prompting, we discussed who might be in the garden with us and what other food we might prepare. As we worked in our garden, gathering and preparing food together, participants overall became excited, especially while making choices about the menu and guest list. This playful and shared experience had multiple benefits. It helped participants with their social and coping skills, also giving them a sense of mastery. It helped improve mind-body connection, increase circulation, and sharpen focus. To close the session, I guided participants through another deep breathing and gentle stretching sequence and thanked everyone for sharing their contributions. Participants who seemed angry, frustrated, and worried before the session were smiling, sitting up taller in their chairs, and looking more relaxed. According to care partners, participants seem more relaxed after these sessions. They are more at ease with their peers and calmer moving through the routines of their day, taking medications or during mealtimes. It's not always easy to know what our loved ones may need on any given day to live their best lives. But if we can help them feel a bit better, more honored for who they are, even just for one moment, we have improved their lives. Dance movement therapy is one tool readily available to you. Overall, I encourage care partners to think about how we can share experiences with our loved ones. It's important to find common touch points to help strengthen our partnership. We might listen to a nostalgic tune together, sing out loud, enjoy a favorite beverage in a comfortable spot, simply enjoy each other's company, or see if we are inspired to move. The dance is really about the connection and interaction.
Thank you for listening to Bob's Last Marathon. Transcripts of today's show and other episodes and acknowledgments can be found at bobsmarathon.com. That's Bob's Marathon without an apostrophe. Send us a note with your comments. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We wish you and your loved ones good health.